trembling in the dark. You see what I'm saying? Maybe she wouldn't be as upset as we think, or maybe for different reasons. One Eye looked dubious. Goblin nodded. Tracker looked baffled, as usual. "What about his body?" I asked. "A definite encumbrance," One Eye replied, "and I can't say but what taking him to the plane might not snap the connection between flesh and spirit." "Stop," I looked at Case. He looked at me. Here we had another double bind. I knew one sure way of solving Raven's body problem, and of getting him brought out. Betray him to the lady. That might solve several other problems, too, like the escaped whatever, and the threat of another escape attempt by her husband. It might buy Darling time, too, for the lady's attention would shift dramatically. But what would become of Raven then? He could be the key to our success or failure. Give him up to save him. Play the very long odds that we could somehow get him in hand again before his knowledge could hurt us. Ever a quandary. Ever a quandary. Goblin suggested, "Let's give it another look. This time I'll take the point. One Eye will cover." One Eye's sour look said they had had a knockdown drag-out about this before. I kept my mouth shut. It was their area of expertise. "Well?" Goblin demanded. "If you think it's worthwhile." "I do. Anyway, there's nothing to lose. Different viewpoint might help, too. I might catch something he missed." "Having only one eye don't blind me," One Eye snarled. Goblin glowered. This had arisen before, too. "Don't waste time," I said. "We can't stay put forever." Sometimes decisions get made for you. Deep in the night, wind in the trees, chill fingering into the shelter, waking me to shiver till I fell asleep again. Rain pattering steadily, but not restfully. Gods, was I sick of rain. How could the Eternal Guard maintain any semblance of sanity? A hand shook me. Tracker whispered, "Company coming. Trouble." Toad Killer Dog was at the tent flap, hackles up. I listened. Nothing. But no point not taking his word. Better safe than dead. What about Goblin and One Eye? Not finished yet. Oh. I scrambled for clothing, for weapons. Tracker said, "I'll go scout them and try to scare or lead them off. You warn the others. Get ready to run." He slipped out of the tent behind Toad Killer Dog. Damned beast showed some life now. Our whispering wakened Case. Neither of us spoke. I wondered what he would risk. I covered my head with my blanket and left. Sufficient unto the day the evil thereof. Into the other tent, where I found both men in trances. Shit, now what? Did I dare try waking One Eye? Softly. One Eye, this is Croker. We've got trouble. Ah, his good eye opened. For a moment he seemed disoriented, then, "What are you doing here?" "Trouble. Tracker says there's somebody in the woods." A cry came through the rain. One Eye bolted upright. "The power!" he spat. "What the hell?" "What is it?" "Somebody just ripped off a spell almost like one of the Taken." "Can you get God?"